Okay, today we're beginning the Drusha HaChadasar, the 11th Drusha and the Drushas Haran. This is the Drusha to Parsha Shoftim. And in the Mosad Rav Kooks, we are on page Tuf Yud Aleph. Okay, so we begin. The Ran starts with the first Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, which says, Shoftim v'shotrim titim l'cha b'chol sh'arecha. You should have judges and what we would call law enforcement officials or people who carry out judgments. So you should have those b'chol sh'arecha in all your gates, asher Hashem l'kecha noisim l'cha, that Hashem gives to you lishvatecha for your tribes. Shavtu asam mishpat tzedek, they will judge the nation a righteous or correct judgment. Kasev Rashi beperusho. So the Ryan quotes Rashi that says, on the words of shavtu asam mishpat tzedek, you will judge the nation a true and correct judgment. That it means minei dayanim tzedikin umumchin. You should appoint righteous and expert judges lishpat tzedek to judge properly. So, Huska Kofarish Kane, so the Ran explains, Rashi had to say that, Lafishim Balat Sabos HaShoftim Sheish Batu Batzedek, because if it was coming to tell, if the Pasuk V'Shaftu Asam Mishpat Tzedek was coming to tell you, you judges, you should judge the nation properly, Kfar Kasav Acharam Lasata Mishpat, the next Pasuk says that you shouldn't mess up the judgment, you should judge correctly. So the Kach Pierce, therefore, Rashi was forced to say that this earlier pasuk of Veshavta Asam Mishpat Tzedek Shaloba Elalomer Shashoftim Asher Nim Neyu Ruim Lishpat is just coming to tell you that you should appoint judges who will judge properly. Kolomer Shiyu Tzadikim Umumchin, that is that they should be tzadikim, righteous people, umumchin and experts. Kach Shnuyah B'Sifri, and similar we find in Sifri, it says Mishpat Tzedek. It's quoting the pasuk. It says Mishpat Tzedek, a righteous judgment. Valok Far Ner Melosat Mishpat. So the Sifri asks it explicitly. It already says lo sata mishpat, which means don't mess up the judgment. Don't make it wrong. Judge correctly. So it can't be what v'shavto asam mishpat tzedek means. Therefore, the Sifri says shlo tomar ish ploni na ish ploni krovi. Don't say this guy's good looking. This guy's my brother. I'm going to kolomar v'oshivenu dayan and I'll appoint him as a judge. Fika chutzrich lahazir shna medayin mumchem of b'tzedek. So therefore, the Torah telling you, don't use superficial qualifications, which are not qualifications at all, to appoint judges. Rather, appoint judges who are appropriate for the job, who are tzaddikim, and who are experts in judgment. Okay, that's the Sifri. So says the Ran, The Ran says, really, if you read the Pasuk, it's obvious, v'shaftu asam mishpat tzedek is not a commandment, a mitzvah saseh, that the judges should judge properly. Because it doesn't say that. About Halashon Torah V'Sipra, it's like explaining you should appoint judges and they will judge correctly. It's like telling you, you know, they will judge correctly. So it's not telling you should judge correctly. It's saying they will judge correctly. So it must be telling you appoint appropriate judges. But so why does the Sifri then say, have to prove it from the next Pasuk? Elisha, but Osa Brysa, Shnei Misifri, Hichrichu Od Shu Kain. The Sifri is just proving that even though it's obvious that Shavtu Asam Mishpat Tzedek is not telling the judges to judge properly. We know that if the words don't say that. It's just saying they will judge properly. But it's proving it further from the fact that the next Pasuk says, don't judge incorrectly. So obviously the first Pasuk must not be telling it to you. Okay, this is what the Pasuk is telling you based on Chazal. We find many Rishonim talk that way. They'll first tell you what Chazal tell you, or second they'll tell you what Chazal tell you, but they also want to know how to understand things based on its Pasha Pshat. So the Ran says, Aval Be'enai Pshat HaKasev Ukach. So the Ran says, the way I would explain the Psukim is as follows. Yaduahu, it is known. Ki Hamin HaYanosh Yitzarech L'Shofet Sheishbot Bein Pratav. It's known that human beings need a shofet, need judges to judge between them. If you don't have laws and judges and people to adjudicate fights between people, then everyone will kill each other. Everything would be destroyed. Every single nation, Jew, non-Jew, doesn't matter. Everybody, Tzricha Yishuv Medini, needs some kind of government, some kind of set of laws set up. Even thieves, you know, if you have a band of thieves, they also have to have some kind of code between them, because even they can't function without some kind of rules. Everybody needs rules, or else the world doesn't function. Jewish people need court systems. We need rules for interpersonal issues, just like every other nation. But besides that, we also need judges, besides for rules, which help a country stay together or a nation stay together and function. V'hi l'ham in chukei Torah al tilum l'hanish chayvi malkios v'chayvi misus beistin. However, in chukei Torah. Besides that, we have the Torah. So we need judges who are going to enforce the Torah. People are mechal al Shabbos, people don't keep kosher. People who are deserving of malkos or chayvi misus beistin to be malkos is being whipped or to be killed. We need judges to enforce the religious laws as well. Even though that kind of law doesn't affect how a nation functions, a nation will function just fine without keeping kosher. But the spiritual nature of the Jewish people requires that we have judges to be in charge of the religious parts too. It's clear, says the Ranya, you need judges for both reasons. Everything's going to come up, and you need judges to take care of both issues. The one is Yechayiv Lahanish Eze Ish Kfi Mishpat Tzodek Amiti. Sometimes a person needs to get punished because they deserve to get punished based on Torah law, which can mean either being Mechal Shabbos, or even possibly, as we're going to see, some averos, some sins between man and their fellow, let's say even killing, where the Torah has very high standards for what you need to kill someone, and that may not help for a nation to function, as the Ran's going to explain. The second thing you need a judge for in the Jewish people, besides to enforce the Torah law, you also need someone to be. So even if someone isn't deserving to be killed because of religious law, but they may need to be killed or jailed or something because the nation needs it, even if it doesn't exactly fit with the rules, the religious law, the Torah rules. So Hashem set up two different groups to handle these two different needs. So Hashem said, set up judges. That's to enforce religious laws, and it's also to enforce even non-religious laws, but based on what the Torah says. V'hu omru v'shavtu as'am mishpat tzedek, and that's what it says, you will judge the nation a righteous judging. Kalomar ba'levayr ha'shoftim ha'ela le'ezadav yismano b'me'a kocham galos. The Torah is explaining with that what their purpose is. Their purpose is to judge a righteous judgment. The job of the judges is to judge the Jewish people based on the correct, the ultimate truth judgment. They can't do more than that. They have to follow the Torah law. Whether it's enforcing, again, religious laws, whether it's enforcing even things that have to do between man and their fellow, but it has to follow the rules of the Torah of when you can kill someone, do you have witnesses, kosher witnesses, all that. And because really a nation can't function with just the Torah laws, even though the Torah laws include getting killed for killing someone, but as he's going to explain, that's really the details and the requirements to get someone killed are so high, society can't really always function with just that. Therefore, Hishlam Hashem Yisbarach Tikuno b'Mishpat HaMelech. That is why, to take care of the other issues, there's such a thing as having a king. That's why the Jewish people need to also have a king to enforce laws that don't exactly follow what the Torah prescribes. So the Ran's going to explain this with an example for one of these things. So we learn in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Makirin oso goy harag, o Yisrael harag, Yisraisim kibel hasra. So you have to ask you have to check with the guy all kinds of stuff. You have to ask him, did you know who he killed? Did you warn him? Did he accept the warning? Did he say, I'm going to do it anyway? Did he kill the guy within a couple seconds of saying, I want to do it anyway? Very high bar. You know, to get a guy killed, you imagine an American court system today, if we require two kosher edim, plus you had to warn the guy, by the way, if you continue with this, you are going to get killed. And the guy says, I don't care, I'm going to do it anyway. And he shoots the guy within a couple seconds of saying that. And that was the only way you get a guy killed, otherwise you get off scot-free. The crime would be beyond rampant. So Vein Suffolk says the Ran Kikol Zeroy Kvi Mishpat Tzedek. So the Ran says, I'll pee the strict rules, that's what should be what the Torah requires. Kilama Yumas Ish Imloshi Yeda Shehichnes Atzmam Dover Shech Bachia Misa Vavralov. Because why should a person get killed if a person doesn't know that you get killed for doing what they're about to do? So it's right to warn them. Now, there's all the things in the Brisa that make sense, at least in theory, they're really correct. That's what Dayanim are supposed to enforce. Judges are supposed to enforce that kind of thing, because that's the Torah rule. That's the standard for Klal Yisrael. It wouldn't work for the Goyim necessarily, but that's the standard. Forget the Goyim for now. But anyway, that's the standard, at least for Klal Yisrael. That's our level. We need kosher witnesses. What the standard for Goyim is a little different. But for Jews, that's the standard that Dayanim follow. But if judges were limited to that, even by Jews, things would just be insane. Anyone could just kill anybody. There'd be more murders, and there'd be nothing to be afraid of for murder, because it was almost impossible to get killed. Therefore, the Ran says, just so society can continue, Hashem required b'minoy ha-malchus. Hashem said you need to have a king too. Like it says in Parsha Shoftim, that when you get to Eretz Yisrael, you should appoint a king. The Ran is very clear that this was a mitzvah, that they should have that there's a mitzvah to appoint a king. Like Chazal tell us, and a king can kill the guy even if he wasn't warned. The king can do whatever he needs to do to make sure that crime is stopped in his country. So it comes out having a king, the need for a king is similar, we share the same need with the Goyim in that sense, because the purpose of a king is to enforce the rules of the nation so the nation can function. But the appointment of the Shoftim that we're talking about here, that's only necessary for the Jewish people to enforce, again, not just the Torah laws, but not just the religious laws, but also the laws that affect man and his fellow man. As the pasuk also continues and says, "V'shaftu asam mishpat tzedek," you will judge the nation a righteous judgment. Kolomar sheminu yashoftim biyicholtem hu sheishbut asam b'mishpatim tzodkim. So when it says they will judge the nation a righteous judgment, it means because the Torah's laws about warning people and all that's a righteous judgment. So they'll judge the nation b'mishpatim tzodkim amitim biatzman. The shoftim will judge the people with a mishpat tzedek, means with a righteous judgment, as opposed to other kings and others judge people with not righteous judgment, even though that's what they need to do, but it's not the mishpat tzedek. That's meaning like the mishpat tzodek, like the high, like almost like an idea of a tzedek. The really appropriate judgment, that's what the shoftim do. Panim avar od v'omer, and I want to explain more and say, shekemoshin is yachta terasenu mibein nimusei ha'umos b'mitzos ha'chukim en inyanu tikun medini klal, just like our mitzvos separate us from the traditions of the non-Jews, and our mitzvos have nothing to do with having a nation function. Eating kosher has nothing to do with the basic functioning of a nation. But what comes out of keeping the laws of the Torah is Hashem's Shechina dwells with us. Whether you see how what you do brings the Shechina, like when they brought Karbanos and the Hashem Shechina, people could see that Hashem Shechina was resting in the Jewish people. Or whether you don't see it, or like other chukim, not eating treif. So that's just a chuk, a rule we don't know the purpose of. But there's no doubt that by keeping these mitzvos, Hashem, we connect to Hashem, and we got Hashem's Shechina to rest with us. Even if we don't understand it at all. Don't be surprised that there could be such a thing. In other words, that there should be a mitzvah that makes no sense to us and it causes Hashem Shechina to dwell with us. Ki kemoshen ischal harbe misibas ha'avayas ha'tivios. There's many things we don't understand in nature, in the physical nature, things we don't understand why they work. Vim kol zayis ha'amitz mitziyusim. It doesn't matter, we don't understand it, they're facts. So kol shekein, sheroi sheniskal, sibos chol ha'shef elakibi davkabana. So it certainly makes sense that there are going to be things in the spiritual world that we don't understand why they work, but they do. Okay, possession is yach the boat torasinami nimusa saumos. That's what makes our Torah different than the Gaisha rules. Shein aleim esik bezaklal. The rules of, say, an American court system have absolutely nothing to do with getting the Shekhinah to be shara. Kim betikonin in kibbutzim is just to keep people functioning. Lefikach ani tover v'roi shiya amin bo. Therefore, I hold, says the Ran, shekamosha achukim shein lehem mavo klal betikon asidur. Just like chukim, which are rules that we don't understand the purpose of, like eating kosher and not wearing shatnez and that kind of thing. Even though those are things that have nothing to do with people functioning. Rather, there are things that just bring Hashem Shechina or spirituality to you. Hashem connect you to God. So too, the mishpatim of the Torah also bring one to that, even though you would think they don't, because it's just saying if someone stole money, you should repay it, you know, things like that. But following the mishpatim of the Torah also brings to God Shechina resting on it. Ukeilu he mishutafim ben sibas chol ha'inyin ahu b'umaseinu v'tikun inyun kibbutzeinu. So it's as if that it kind of serves a dual purpose. It's partly, in other words, when the mishpatim of the Torah, the things that have to do with, buying and selling, the rules of the Torah that you find in mishpatim. So it's kind of like a dual purpose. Besides that, it keeps the Jewish nation functioning. The efshe shem hayuponim yoser le'inin asher hu yoser niska v'malim v'ashem hayuponim tikum kibbutzenu. It could be that following those laws are even more serve of purpose of bringing us closer to God more than they do to keeping the nation together. Because even if we left out Parshas Mishpatim, so the king, you hire a king and, you know, you make up rules to make everybody function. But when the Shoftim, the people, the Sanhedrin, they paskin on us, so then it's a religious experience. It's even when they're talking about borrowing and buying and selling and borrowing and all that kind of stuff, the rules of the Torah, it transforms, it brings the Shechina to us through the Mishpatim, through even regular mundane laws. Yishalim imenu legamri sidur inyani ha'amoni olo yishalim. Whether the laws that the Torah brings in Mishpatim or for killing, you know, whether they would perfectly help a nation function, like his example, the Ran was pointing out that for Ritzicha, for killing, if you had to follow the Torah's laws, so, you know, you could get out of being punished for killing someone very easily. But, so sometimes it helps with the keeping the nation together, sometimes it doesn't. But either way, just following the Torah's laws, even about, even about interpersonal things with mundane things like money, still that's for us, when we follow Sanhedrin, a religious experience that brings the Shechina to us. So the Ran now says, so it is possible you will find a system of laws, non-Jewish, that maybe are better for keeping a nation in line. That doesn't mean that our group, our Torah is somehow lessened because of that. This is the Ran's very famous, this whole drusha is very famous, this is the Ran's famous idea, that all that stuff of the other nation's laws, the king was supposed to come up with laws like that. In other words, make what was necessary to keep the nation functioning. And that wasn't really the full purpose of what the Torah's laws were to us. Those are more idealistic laws of what really should be in reality, even if it isn't always practical, without the king getting involved. We have something even better. Because, so the fact that we have shoftim that give us the laws of the Torah, which are in and of themselves correct, like the Torah says that these are the righteous laws. So by following the Shoftim, by following the laws of the Torah, so we get connected to God, whereas the Goyim, they can follow their laws, it doesn't connect them to God at all. But you follow our laws, so then it's a mitzvah. You get connected to Hashem, even though it's a very mundane thing like buying and selling and just following the laws of when are you kona, when do you acquire something, when do you not. All those following the Torah laws connects us to God. So therefore the head of the Shoftim, which it's not clear what he refers to, but probably Moshe, who would put himself in the place where you could see Shef Eloki, which is, I guess, in the Olam Oed. That's why the Anshei Knesset Gdolah, or the Sanhedrin, whatever, they were in the Lishkas HaGazas, they were in the Beis HaMikdash. We put the judges on very high spiritual places, right? The Sanhedrin are in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not just to scare them, it's also because by following the Mishpatim, the rules, even the mundane rules about day-to-day living of business, that brings connection to Hashem. Therefore, Chazal tells us in Avodah Zarah, Kivin the Chazun of Fishi Rotzchim, when the Sanhedrin saw that there were too many murderers, Amru Niglim Yarin and Kayim Banu Vasisa Piadavashe Gidalacham in Amakam Ahum, Alamit Shamakam Gorim. So, when the Sanhedrin saw that there was too much murder going on, that murder was rampant, and there's nothing they could do about it, they said, we got to get out of here. And they left the Lishkas HaGazas. But I think the Ran's point was the drasha, which is that they can only paskin, they can only say that someone should be killed if the Sanhedrin is in the Beis HaMikdash. That's because our mishpatim are bring the Shekhinah to us. When the Jewish people follow the laws of the Torah, the Shekhinah dwells amongst us. So again, so just to sum up, following the Torah's laws, they may not help to fix what a nation needs to keep itself together. You're supposed to have the king for that. But following the laws of the Torah brings, following the Choshen Mishpat, following the basic laws of the Torah, helps bring the Shekhinah to Klal Yisrael, and that's why the Sanhedrin are kept in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop here and continue next time.